Alyssa Milano blasts Jennifer Rubin's deep-rooted racism in Northam tweet. By John Nolte on February 2, 2019. Actress Alyssa Milano blasted Jennifer Rubin's deep-rooted racism over the far-left columnist's tweet about embattled Virginia Governor Ralph Northam. Northam, a left-wing Democrat, is under fire over a racist yearbook photo where he is either the guy in blackface or the person under the Ku Klux Klan hood. Northam turned 25 in 1984, the year the photo was published in his medical school yearbook, so the calls for his resignation have been swift. There are reports he will resign Saturday morning. If Northam steps down, Virginia's lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax, will become the Commonwealth's governor. One of those in the elite media calling for Northam to resign is Rubin, a virulent, bitter never-Trump columnist for the far-left Washington Post. But on Friday, in her call for Northam to be forced out, Rubin sought to reassure everyone that the lieutenant gov is dynamic, eloquent African-American. Milano responded with, "This right here is what systemic deep-rooted racism looks like. Recognize it and call it out when you see it." In a second tweet, she added, "No one who replied to my tweet understands that saying, he's an eloquent African-American is offensive." Milano wasn't the only one who raised their eyebrows at Rubin's bizarre need to reassure us this black man is eloquent. Rubin has yet to explain or clarify her tweet. To lay out why she found it necessary to advertise the color of a man's skin and then comfort us with the knowledge he is eloquent. As though we would assume he is not because of something as meaningless as skin color. In 2016, Affinity magazine explained why black people are tired of being called articulate. Foolish, condescending, and inarguably one of the most cringe-worthy things you can say to a black person, you're so articulate. It's a tired, old line that's been drilled into my ears ever since I learned how to speak, and I'm incredibly sick of hearing it. Articulate is a double-edged sword, because while it backhandedly compliments black individuals whose voices are deemed eloquent. In fact, there are countless articles explaining why this is seen as an act of racial and racist condescension. Comedian Chris Rock laid it out as well as anyone. Warning, not safe for work or woke flakes. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.